This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Music of the Stars. Now, George Gobel, 1955, one of the hottest television shows ever in its day. Georgie Gobel, Lonesome George, and Jeff Donnell, and Pretty Perky Peggy King. Got a birthday coming up. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks, but why wait? Georgie Gobel. Who did a picture in 1958 as an actor? The Birds and the Bees. I guess that's enough to get you into the theaters. Old Lonesome George. Quite a musician himself. Here he is.
I guess it's just all in my mind. Oh, fudge, said the judge, and fury, said the jury.
George.
Yes, Peggy?
George, I've got something so exciting here.
Really?
Yes, would you like to see it?
I sure would.
Okay, read it.
Oh. We, the radio and television editors of America, having completed our nationwide survey, have found the nation to be over 3,000 miles wide.
Isn't that exciting, George?
Sure it is.
Oh, George, it just makes a chill run all the way up and down my spine.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little trip, Peg. Hey, you know, you are cold. You better sing a hot song.
From this moment on?
From this moment on. And you folks out there, you better get a good hold on something, because this gal goes. Go, gal.
From this moment on, you for me, babe. Only two for tea, babe. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more. From this moment on, 'cause you got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, you got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodbye. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe, every care is gone. From this moment on.
Here's an interview with Peggy King. Philadelphia. With Herb Clark.
I'm Herb Clark.
Now you can loosen your tie.
No, well, now. I've gotten accustomed to choking. Well, I could, because I'm retired. Mostly.
You're not retired.
Well, I'm close to it.
Ha.
Well, you should not retire. You didn't.
No, I did. For 18 years I quit singing.
Well, I know, but you rejuvenated and you started when you were a mere whippet.
I was little, yeah. My mother says at 4 I was singing with gestures.
Well,
that's what she said.
I'm the good
ship. That's exactly
it. No, that was
it.
Not you.
Yeah, no, that was not me, no.
We're talking to Peggy King, Pert and Perky Pretty Peggy King, broadcast pioneers. We wouldn't class her as a pioneer, but by George. She was early on, fairly early
on. Yeah,
the
mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by GE on their 75th anniversary. You weren't on that one.
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful wonderful thing to watch. Fairly early
on. Yeah, the
on
mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by...
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. And it truly was. It was a high-rated show.
It was, yeah, it was the top show of its kind. They won the Emmy the first year. It was interesting. I was nominated for an Emmy that very first year.
Strange. You remember what you sang on the very first George Gobel show?
Yes.
That's asking a lot.
No, it's not. I sang a Columbia record of mine. I was already with Columbia Records, and I sang something called "Burn 'Em Up." It wasn't a pop tune or anything. It was just a record that I had made.
Yeah.
After that, they got funny about doing my records. They wanted to do classic songs. You know.
Well, now you did. Not long ago, you did something for the Red Cross convention.
Yeah.
That was a hit.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. That it was at the Armory, you know, the one on...
In Philadelphia.
In 15th Street.
Yeah.
And it was just like a camp show, it was really, you know, they had the ambulances pulled in. Oh. I thought maybe, you know, they were afraid of my singing. But, they, you know, there were ambulances, there were nurses,
would you like
there were people
to take
there.
A walk?
In
Ooh, do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that. Ooh, have you heard the latest song?
Ooh, it's a very pretty strain.
Ooh, don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that.
When you're strolling through the wares, you need a hoses to lean upon.
But when you have no hoses to hug and watches, gosh darn, would you like to take a walk?
Well, do you think it's gonna rain?
Peggy, I got my umbrella.
Oh, what a thoughtful fella.
Something good'll come from that.
The moment I saw you smile, my style. My only regret was we'd never met, for I dreamed of you all the while. Do you feel that way too, Jerry?
All I do the whole night through is dream of you. And with the dawn I still go on dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content. Skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dream of you. I keep dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything,
Mike.
You're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, time to. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Gene Kelly from Singing in the Rain.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
Jerry Vale.
With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dance, Peggy?
I'd love to, Jerry.
And And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and night time too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it?
Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise.
Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it.
We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Now is the time for it, while we are young.
Let's fall in
Chris Botti on trumpet. Music of the Stars. Thank you. Chris Botti on trumpet. Good morning, Wausau. WXCO, 1230, 98.9.
You better go now. I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. You so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go because I like you much too much.
Music of the Star.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just how I like you very much. The night was gay. You have the lips I love to touch. you better go now.
Peggy, that's one of the nicest bits of music writing I've ever experienced. And now, Peg, it's request time. There's a letter here from an admirer in Chicago. He wants to hear you polish off a chorus or two of Let's Fall in Love.
That's Harry James. But instead of doing that again, here she is with Jerry Vale. One of my favorites, Peggy King.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. We had a small conference there for a minute, darling.
Do you appear on television?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you ever appear on stages or lecture platforms?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're going great. But where are you?
I'm nowhere. All right.
I can't say no.
Do you work in and around New York?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work other places, too?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending.
It was so heavenly. Close to me, it will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream.
The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem.
So for the present, dear, we'll have to part.
Sleep tight. My love.
Good night, my love.
Remember that you're mine, sweetheart.
I just adore him, so I can't.
Music of the Star, Peggy King, Jerry Vale.
Very well.
wonderful young men. One of them goes to Ithaca College, the other to Wayne University, and these two young men don't have to worry about their future.
John, I can't think of any agent who would refuse them a job.
Thank you, Bennett, sir.
We got something for you fellas to come back and pick up. And we'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just...
Wait, let's do this instead. Before we get to John Charles Daly, that was a great program. Some people never miss that Sunday night with the panel on What's My Line. Well, let's see. Let's get to Peggy King again on her approaching birthday.
Conversation. Hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight. With every kind of wonderful sensation, I wanna be loved.
Peggy King and Jerry Vale. This is Eric Benet.
Again, panel?
Yes, back in place.
Thank you. Will you come in, Mystery Challenger, and sign in, please? All right, panel, as you know, in the case of our Mystery Challenger, we have different rules. You ask one question each in turn, going clockwise. And let's begin this questioning with Miss Arlene Francis.
August 23rd, 1955.
Have you appeared in the theater?
No. How sad.
Peggy King.
One down and nine to go, Mr. Sir.
Away goes my idea of Davis Cup players. This is not a question. We may assume that you're a girl, may we not?
You want to ask this as a question?
Yes, are you a girl?
Yes, it would be yes, Miss Gilgallon.
Well, are you in any form of the amusement industry?
Yes.
Mr. Allen?
Are you in television?
Yes.
Have you appeared in pictures?
No.
Two
no?
Down?
No.
Well, she would, 2 years later.
Do you do a regular television show?
Yes.
Are you a comedian?
No.
We will have a short recess now so that our guest can store up a little energy to keep on disguising her voice. That's three down and
you
seven
have
to go.
A weekly television show?
Yes.
You say you are not a comedian. Are you a dramatic actress?
No.
That makes it four down and six to go, Mr. Sir.
Do you, by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Good girl.
Miss Gilgallon.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Yeah, the George Goebel show.
Mr. Allen.
Are you a friend of Mr. Goebel's?
There we go.
Yes.
Perky Pecky.
That's Fred Allen who asked that. He died just weeks later.
You never could remember my name, Mr. Allen.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week. When I was
You've been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that, so,
Let's hear you do a Japanese.
Oh, no. She's much better than I am.
well, sing for us, then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you for
Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Give our best to George. We'll see you later.
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation.
It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be. Pity me.
You were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say, we'll never part. I'm just a slave. Only a slave.
Well, that's an Artie Shaw chart right there, but it was done by Francis Bay at the New York World's Fair, the Francis Bay Big Band out of Belgium. What a group, and the music of the stars. And I've got, John Charles Daly. I know it was a little long and talky, but I had to do that. It's Peggy King's birthday coming down, pushing 100, but not quite. I'll tell you who is 103, and we're going to do in honor to the great Ray Anthony. Raymond Antonini is real name. He had his own TV show all through the mid-50s and played at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties. He and the big band, what a guy. And the music of the stars goes on. And I want to salute everybody out there in Radioland and on our network, Civic Media. Hello, Richland Center, WRCE at 1450, 1077. Music of the stars.
Why, Jerry, where have you been? Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy.
Thank you. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
But oh my dear, our love is here to stay.
Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.